We're back to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is podcast. I'm excited to welcome the co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Neil. And I am so excited about our guest. Colin Ford was a model at 4 years old, started acting at 5 years old, has acted with people like Matt Damon and Reese Witherspoon, has been in so many things, Supernatural, TV shows and movies and Under the Dome and We Bought a Zoo. And one of my grandkids' favorite things that he does is voices. And he's the voice of Jake in Jake and the Neverland Pirates. So multi-talented. And now in 1,000 Tomorrows, playing the lead male, Cody Gunner. And welcome, welcome, Colin. It's so great to have you here.
Oh my gosh, so great to be here. You know, that's everybody's favorite is Jake. Jake and the Neverland Pirates. It's always Jake.
Jake's a good one. Jake's a good one. So you're pretty angry in this show to start out with.
Yeah, Cody's going through some stuff, especially in the first two episodes, which we've seen so far. You know, everybody's kind of wondering what's this chip on Cody's shoulder. I think that's thematically something that we go through throughout the whole story.
Wow. And then how is it playing an angry guy? Is that something you've done before?
Yeah, I've definitely played my fair share of angsty, you know, angry teenagers, a little bit older now as an adult bull rider. But look, I think, you know, deep down and all, you know, everybody, we've all had angry times. We've all gone through something that has left us feeling a little lost or hopeless. And I think that's kind of the spot that Cody's in right now when we meet him.
Yeah, it's so relatable because you're right. We've all gone through something somewhere along the way. And with Cody, it's about his dad walking away. And right. So many people have gone through that as well, right? Yeah. Their dad just leaving. So what was that like for you?
You know, it's tough. You know, it's a little bit different. My dad and I have a good relationship. To tap into that, you know, we've had our own trials and tribulations as a family, but really to kind of step into Cody's shoes was something that, you know, I had to think about and kind of start to develop. You know, it was helpful that the gentleman, Casey Clyde, who plays my father, was such a jerk. No, I'm just kidding. Casey is a wonderful guy. We got to kind of chit chat a little bit. We didn't spend too much time together in the beginning because we kind of wanted to keep our distance to kind of develop that, you know, longing relationship loss, you know, between father and son. But, you know, overall, like, look, it's, you know, I played a character when I'm on set, but when you step off set, it's all smiles and good times.
That's for sure. And how do you place yourself into a character's role? Like thinking about specifically your character and understanding, you talk about the anger, but also the issues he had to go through to feel like you become that character.
You know, I think it's tough. I think we have to draw on, I personally draw on personal experiences. You know, there's times when I've been angry at a buddy or, you know, had a falling out that felt larger than life. And I think that those are the types of experiences you have to draw from and kind of remember how you felt at that time. And, you know, you don't know it, you're going to get through it most likely at the time. And it's kind of just figuring out that state of confusion and figuring out what to do next. You know, how do I go about this just one day at a time? And I think that's kind of the spot that Cody's at. He's just taking everything one day at a time as to not be too overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, and faith plays, of course, a huge role in this. And you grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, I believe, going to Christian school. And so faith has been a part of your life. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, no, it's, look, I think that faith is a massive part of my life. And, you know, if I'm thinking about even the time when I got the call, the offer to do the job, just the night before, I kind of spent some time praying and, you know, wondering what was next for me and kind of feeling a little bit misguided, and just prayed and I asked God to kind of give me a sign, give me some guidance on what I should do next. And I think, you know, 12 hours later, I got an email when I woke up, that I got this job, that I got the offer for the job. And so I started reading the script, reading the book. And I love stories. I love, you know, interesting characters and heartfelt stories. And Karen Kingsbury's book, The novel A Thousand Tomorrows really spoke to me, and after going through the script and seeing some of the additions and the brotherhood aspect of everything, I just thought it was really appealing. And so I knew that it was a sign. I knew it was the right thing to do next for me.
How excited are you, Colin, about the growth again of Christian Films, Christian Series now, where it's really becoming a not just a, you know, people are talking about it a little bit, like in these little groups. It's just growing so much. It's becoming huge in this industry, and it's got to be exciting for you for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think it is. You know, I'm really excited to see the Jesus Revolution film. I even read for that film, so I'm excited to see what it turns out, you know, what it turned out to be like. Look, I think that more and more now these types of stories are starting to do well because they're well done. And I think that that's amazing. I think that it's finally time to kind of integrate, you know, Hollywood with faith. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's great too. I love it. And Jesus Revolution is so good.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I'm a huge fan of everyone involved, and I think it's gonna be awesome. My buddy Garrett's seen it twice now. So
and you would have been great in it.
No, Joel Courtney is a wonderful actor. I'm very happy to see him in his moment. So very happy to see the film.
All right. So, Colin, what do you think that people, you would like them to learn most about this series and say that they want to get the most out of it? What is your hope as an artist?
You know, I think it's an inspirational story. It's about love and faith and sacrifice. It taught me a lot while I was working on it. And I think the biggest takeaway from the film is that, you know, sometimes life can be overwhelming, especially when a million different things are happening all at once, but to just take everything day by day, to lean on your faith and to lean on the love of those around you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm curious about your relationship with the actor who plays Carl Joseph, because on set, you guys look so comfortable together and like you are brothers. What's your relationship like offset?
I love Cole. Cole Sivas, he is an amazing human being. He called me the other day and we chit-chat on FaceTime a couple times a week. He's such a great, great guy. I think he's a wonderful young actor, and he steals the show. I mean, you've seen every time he steps on the camera, it's a wonderful moment. It's just joy. And I think that everybody can learn something from Carl Joseph, the character, but Cole just as much. He's a wonderful human being, and I feel like I learn from him every day. So he taught me, he just brings so much love and life to every room he's in. So it's a wonderful feeling.
And what did you feel as a family filming this together, meaning every one of the actors, and how did it feel being on set with them all and working together with them?
We just had a wonderful time. You know, we shot a pretty packed schedule, all six episodes in about a month. So, you know, there was a lot of times where we were on set together, but also at different times I might finish before somebody else. And man, I'm telling you, I was headed to my pillow preparing, getting ready for the next day. It was a crazy schedule, but in all the downtime that we had, we spent a lot of times on weekends together, going out to eat, doing fun things in Tulsa where we were shooting. So we just had a great time.
Yeah, you gel well. Everybody seems to just really gel well and be perfect for the parts. Rose Reed is amazing. She does such a great job. And the two of you together seem to have this chemistry. And I know it's acting, but holy cow, is it all acting?
It definitely is all acting. But Rose and I are great friends. She's a wonderful, wonderful actress and human being. We had a fantastic time working together. She's amazingly talented, and a lot of the she's a fantastic horseback rider as well. A lot of the horse riding that you'll see in the show is Rose. So I think that's incredible that she was able to lend her talents outside of acting on the screen.
Well, awesome, Colin. Where's the best place people can follow you and find information on you? Where can they go?
Yeah, head over to my Instagram, which is just my name, ColinFord, Colin Ford.
And A Thousand Tomorrows is available now on PureFlix, so people check it out and check out the series, right, Colin?
That's right. That's right. New episodes on Fridays.
And see, that's the best thing. New episodes on Fridays. We're going back to the old days where you, Colin, are used to binging everything. I was used to waiting to the next week to watch something.
You know, like, and I think is it. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Neil.
No, I was waiting and waiting, saying, when is this my next favorite show going to be on? I got to wait another week till the next episode. But now we're binging. I've caught into that binging phase. It's like, okay, I'm going to go through the whole thing. But I think it's good for streaming networks to do this because it gives them more emphasis about the next week and to tune in next week and watch
it. Yeah, I think so too. I you know, granted, I do love to sit and binge five at one time. However, I think it does it evokes like conversation throughout the whole week to get to the next episode. So I think that's great.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks again, Colin, for the time. And everyone needs to check out A Thousand Tomorrows. Thanks again, Kim. Appreciate it, guys. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.